Hello, everyone. Thank you for joining into my podcast. Thank you to the ancestors for their continued guidance along this journey. And thank you to Creator for this beautiful life. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Today, I'm just going to speak to the seven sacred teachings and how we violate these gifts that are inherent in nature. They're really our source, our home, our spirit. And I say our, but it is who we are. We don't have these things. We are these things. And language is very important when we do speak to anyone or anything. We have to make sure that our language is as true as it can be. Because if it's not checked in on, there could be deception there. There could be things that aren't true that we're telling ourselves and telling others. And the mind believes these things. It has been conditioned that way to believe our language. So we have to just check in. And our language is rooted in habit. We say things that we don't really know what they are, and we just say it out of habit. And there's many, many things that we do and we say out of habit. I just invite you to go in and check your language out. Check it out. Because sometimes we say things like, I can't do it. I can't do it. Without ever even trying to do the thing that we're speaking about. And so fear arises when we say we can't do something and the mind believes it. So it keeps us from actually trying something and living spontaneously. I find that any form of procrastination is based on fear. And narrowed down a little further than that, it's the fear that I'm not good enough or I don't fit in or nobody understands. So we can correct that, but we have to catch ourselves. We have to be on ourselves to correct us in the way that puts ourselves down or causes shame to come. It's deeper than that. It's to find truth. And it's to find the balance that the body and the mind and the spirit want so that we can be the best human being we can be. And like I've mentioned before, that is a journey. That is a work in progress. It's something that we have to strive for every day because we're in the human form and we make mistakes. We violate our true nature. You know, every single day. And here it is. Here it comes. Here is life. And we have to love it. We have to look forward to it. And when we look forward to it, our fears diminish. We're never without fear. We need fear. That's our basic instinct for survival. But we have to be rational with our fears. We have to recognize it. And when it's hanging around too long, we have to manage it. So that we don't start believing untruths, so that we don't start believing these lies we've been telling ourselves, so that the truth does not get distorted. So we just check in every day, check in. And if we're about to say something that we're uncertain of, best thing that we can do is to be quiet. Just give yourself a moment, pause, gently and compassionately go in and ask yourself, is what I'm about to say accurate? Could this affect another human being? And just let it drop in. And I'll say it again. I say it in the other podcasts, and I'll say it again. And then when you question yourself, Go do something that takes no mind work, no talent, no skill or anything. Sweep the floor. Make your bed. Scrub the toilet. Do something that needs to be done. And somebody has to do it. So we have to even love that, to love and give thanks to that. And when we do that, that keeps us in the present moment. And when we're in the present moment, things are at work in the seven sacred teachings. Things are at work because the truth has been summoned. The truth has been asked to come. And courage and wisdom will always, always, always show you the truth in its undistorted state. But there has to be this earnestness, this desire for freedom, to end our suffering, our inner conflicts. If we notice an injustice external to us, and it doesn't feel right, it feels unfair, and we have a problem with it, we have to go in. That's the opportunity. That's the gift. So any injustice that we witness external to us is the true test to spirit, to the seven sacred teachings. So when we witness it and we feel a judgment coming on towards another person or an organization that's violating justice, then we have to go in and find out, why is this bothering me? Why do I feel such a strong emotion towards this injustice? And then go do something menial. And the answer will come. That's internal work. That is introspection. It's reflection. It's contemplation. And it is also an action. Even though it doesn't seem like an action, it is. Results will come. And humility will become active. We will become humble in this way where we go in and seek truth. And then we find out why these injustices bother us. But instead of turning it to someone else or an organization and blaming, we can go inward and work on solutions. Sit at tables where policies are made and changed, and speak from a place of love and compassion instead of shame and blame. Because that's toxic. When we shame and blame another person, the first person that we are shaming and blaming is self. It always has to start within. So that is already done. That's violation to self. And then we project it outwards, and that hurts, and we suffer. And we can change that. We can change that old default mode. We can change the belief system that we hold. We can change the deception that we tell ourselves. But don't believe me. Test it. Then you will know. It just won't be a belief. It'll be a knowing. And knowing sets us free, because that's where truth is. Thank you for joining me today. Walalio, thank you to all. I love you all. Gesalulo. The molt is up. See you next time. And remember, each journey starts with one step. So join me until next time. Namo Tassap.
Thank you for joining us on this journey through the seven sacred teachings. If you're yearning to delve deeper and embody these teachings in your life, consider joining us for an immersive weekend retreat. We'll share techniques for a profound understanding, honoring, and practical application of these sacred teachings with guidance at every step. For a transformative experience, visit 7 Sacred Teachings Podcast and click Contact Carolyn to get in touch. Embrace the opportunity to transform knowledge into action. Until we meet again, keep the teachings close to your heart.